The country's wildlife refuges range from the heights of Alaska's Denali National Park to the depths of Arizona's Grand Canyon. Soon, one of Florida's sea-level attractions, Fort Lauderdale, may be added to the list. The city is part of Broward County, a place where NPR's Ari Shapiro found an unusual approach to wildlife preservation.
Okay, so it's not a perfect refuge. When Broward County formally becomes a wildlife habitat, there won't be a significant population of Florida panthers or alligators in Fort Lauderdale. But according to National Wildlife Federation Education Coordinator Jake Scott, there will be a wide range of local and migratory animals spending time around people's homes and businesses.
Hummingbirds or owls, skinks, you might have foxes. There are many endangered butterflies in the United States, some of which may find their way into your garden.
Here's the plan. Schools, businesses, and homeowners make their yards eco-friendly. They stop using pesticides, they get rid of invasive plant species, and they create environments that give animals food, water, shelter, and a place to raise their young. By piecing together an eighth of an acre here and a highway median there, the county eventually reaches its goal.
We'd like to be recognized as the first county in the nation as a wildlife habitat.
Diana Guidry is outreach coordinator for Broward County's Environmental Protection Department. She's encouraging her neighbors to shift their understanding of wildlife habitat from something that's out there to something that's all around them.
We look at the loss of Everglades and the loss of many of our species of wildlife. And we have millions of people that live here now, almost 1.8 million, and our population growth is expected to expand in the next 20 years unbelievably.
Guidry wants to use a connect-the-dots approach to keep the county wildlife-friendly even as it grows. One of those dots is Dorothy's Deli in Wilton Manors, one of the towns in Broward County. The restaurant abuts a busy street where trucks rumble by every few minutes. Sitting on the outdoor patio, you don't really notice the sound of the trucks as much as you do the sound of a fountain bordered by flowers and native grasses. Restaurant owner Dennis Bellhumeur just spotted a bluebird and a cardinal outside the deli's window, and he says his customers also notice the difference that the plants in the water make.
This softens the bar, this softens the restaurant, it brings them closer to nature, it brings them closer to feeling that they're part of the environment.
Replacing lawns with native plants and flowers can also have economic benefits. Joe Diallo is vice president of the Riverside Townhomes Homeowners Association in Wilton Manors. This condo building just re-landscaped all of the public areas. Where there used to be grass, now there are birds of paradise plants and banana trees.
It is conserving water, and that's why primarily we did this property. This is over 2 acres here, and we're saving, in this association, $450 a month not having to water the plants.
These little wilderness oases will never take the place of huge swaths of undisturbed land. But National Wildlife Federation's Jake Scott says as Americans continue to spread out, microhabitats will become important.
Every day we are increasingly experiencing an extinction of experience. Students no longer see the kind of butterflies we did when we were younger.
He says even a space as small as an apartment balcony can be enough to reintroduce those animals, as long as it's designed with the wildlife in mind. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.